Finally my first holiday for ages. It's been like a whole month, if you don't count my city break to Berlin. A spa weekend is just what this doctor ordered. Lol, Kato.
There you are, Taoiseach.
Fiscal God, you're killing my zen vibes. Who told you I was staying at this Amazeballs hotel? Hashtag not for povs.
Taoiseach, we must have an election.
What?
I've crunched the numbers, literally, because I count out my cornflakes and number them in edible ink, then eat them dry because it's grim but cheap.
A November election? That's crazy, Pascal. You know how badly chapped my lips get when I have to canvass in winter.
It's our best chance of winning another term, Taoiseach.
I didn't give up doctoring to care for people and become a politician to not care, only to miss out on the festive party season anyway.
Oh.
It would defeat the purpose.
Ugh.
Matt is missing this midterm treat because he's a heart surgeon and someone has made a right RTE out of the health service.
Oh.
So his next day off isn't until Donegal finally melts and breaks off into the sea.
But we may never have as good a chance as this, Taoiseach.
Yeah, another chance to walk headfirst into a winter health crisis mid-campaign and get so badly wiped the heifer humpers on the backbenches start thinking of a heap.
Oh.
Wait a second. Is that what you want, Pascal?
I would never. I swear on my dimples,
What?
I mean, Leo.
And what's this I've been hearing about a Netflix club?
Half the dash, boss. I feel another book review for the Irish Times coming on.
Here, hang on a sec.
Who knew that all you have to do to mask an insidious financial ideology is to look vaguely intellectual while smiling 2 centimetres away from going full Joker? Bye!
He's so adorbs. I don't even remember what we were talking about before. How does he do that? And with such low muscle tone as well. Now, maybe some yoga will chill me out. Someone left this beige yoga mat just lying there. I'll use this.
Ah, get off me!
Ah!
Oh, ow!
No, Vinny, what are you doing here? I thought you were a mat.
Oh, how romantic.
A yoga mat, not mat.
No, I'm still a Simon.
God, even your laugh is insipid. What do you want?
I'm ready to take a prominent role whenever you decide to pull the trigger, Taoiseach.
The only role you're likely to have in the election is the leftover breakfast roll someone sticks in your pocket when they mistake you for a bin while you're canvassing outside a spa.
No, not again. I've only just got the smell of white pudding out of these trousers.
Close the door on your way out. I'm trying to relax. I think I'll hit the gym.
Oh, can I come?
No.
It's election time again in the glorious United Kingdom. An election many are calling the most important since 45. Except now, the only country Britain is at war with is itself.
A vote for Labour is a vote for chaos. A vote for the Conservatives is also a vote for chaos. But the important thing is ours is a sexier kind of chaos. I solemnly swear we'll achieve Brexit in January 2020. Do or die. I know I said 31st of October, do or die. But it turns out I couldn't do and I didn't want to die. But like I say to all the ladies, sometimes Johnson can't do it the first time. But let me have another go, and I'll definitely get the job done. Isn't that right? Karen, 45, from Cornwall. Wah. I'm sexy and furry with a hint of tramp that puts you in mind of Paddington Bear if he grew up to become a sex pest. Now, where's Cummings? I need to find out what my opinions are. Parabellum Quavers.
Isn't he a tonic? And who's this funny-looking fellow?
Let me be as clear as my uncertain voice allows. The country is tired of Brexit, and as Prime Minister, I would guarantee that we will throw away the 2 Brexit deals that have already been negotiated and negotiate another, slightly different, more insipid deal. And then we will make you all vote again, whether you want to or not. And then, I promise, we will finally, definitely leave or not leave the United Kingdom. It is my right, as a proud Marxist Trotskyite, to make the Labour Party as unelectable as Sammy Wilson on the Falls Road, or in any other part of the civilised world outside Antrim.
Good golly gosh! Oh, and look at this fellow, he looks like trouble.
No. The plain-speaking, pipe-quaffing, scratching-scoffing, trouser-soiling, immigrant-hating people of Britain, people so stupid they think lightning is magic, have had enough of Brexit betrayal. Vote for the Brexit Party. We've got no policies, but a no-deal Brexit is all that matters to the plain, sofa-dwelling, occasionally set themselves on fire-watching Babe Station late at night people of Britain, and also the shadowy disaster capitalists mysteriously backing this campaign. But never mind that. Let's do Brexit so I can finally be rid of all this disgusting EU money that they've been forcing me to take as an MEP for the past 20 years. Appalling. Vote for the Brexit Party. We're like your racist uncle that's had too many pints, except we're rich.
All one needs to do is hear our leaders' voices to know that Britain is in good hands. Well done, Britain. Well done, oh dear, oh dear.
Well, there now, hey. Join us in the country's latest tourism hotspot. Forget the ancient East. Come visit Ireland's lawless Middle East. No backstop, no border, no law and order, hey. Some say the evenings are darker and colder, but we say it's lovely balaclava weather. We're keeping the home fires burning, from Sinn Féin TD's driveways in Leitrim to isolated Garda stations in Monaghan. And let's not forget Cavan. That's actually their county tourism slogan now. Let's not forget Cavan.
Come marvel at our local unsigned artworks by Border Banksy, hung menacingly on every lamppost and pole that even the guards are afraid to take down. Enjoy our corporate adventure days out with a magical mystery abduction, beating and tour of the hundreds of miles of scenic byways where there's not a guard to be seen. Stay a while and check out our historical ruins where those Garda stations used to be and villages where people used to live. We've ample free parking for cars and trucks that need to change their number plates and paperwork at short notice. Come and see Ireland's lawless Middle East, the place where everybody knows your name
and your car age and your family's last known movements. Don't ask for directions, hey, because the locals see or hear nothing. And don't come looking for us. We'll find you.
Oh, yippies, yeah.
16 minutes after 8 now, that's 16 after 7 if you were listening last week. Coming up on this jam-packed midterm break morning, Ireland, a piece of graffiti has been uncovered in a hotel in Dublin. Experts are baffled as to what it might mean, how it got there, exactly who Sharon was, and whether that's her real number. We have a 16-minute report on that after we catch up first on traffic news.
It's a quiet morning on the roads generally, with nothing to be said for Bohern and Drab in Galway. In Cork, lights are out at the Dunkettle interchange, but at the moment it only seems to be affecting some migratory geese. No delays reported in Dublin, where traffic is moving so smoothly that women haven't time to do their brows before getting to the office. AA Roadwatch.
18 minutes after 8, that's 18 after 7 if you're still thinking in old money. Now, Halloween can be a terrifying time for pets. Niall Barking from the DSPCA is here with 100 tips to keep your budgie calm and fill in 15 minutes on a week when there's no news and more than half of our 87 reporters have taken annual leave to be with their grandchildren.
Well, first of all, you turn on the television, put some music on low, light the fire for the cat and make them comfortable. And make sure you have essential oils for the massage when the fireworks actually start to happen.
Throw in a bottle of Merlot and I'm there. 19 minutes after 8, that means only another 41 interminable minutes of filling and flanneling before I join Fido and the sofa. Coming up, Wild Lights returns to the zoo. We sent a disinterested reporter along to describe coloured lights on the radio. Oh, tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
There's an election in the air and I set off around the country, a bit like Ian McCormick does in the summer for that bit of morning Ireland that makes people feel nice, except now it's in the driving rain and permanent darkness. I'm off to see just how tough an independent TD's election campaign really is. First to Galway West, where Noel Grealish remains on high alert for Africans and spongers.
My constituency colleagues get huge support from the capital. Sean Kine and Hildegard Woman, they could walk into a professional studios and get their photos taken and charged to Fine Gael. Eamon O'Quiv, not so much, he doesn't come out in the photos. But I've to take a selfie while standing in a stool looking into a mirror. What we need is a working fund for the likes of me that would provide with generous expenses that I wouldn't have to account for. Galway for local people, as I always say, like Dahi O'Shea and Ed Sheeran.
It's only a short journey from Galway West to Roscommon, Galway, but it's a long road for Michael Fitzmaurice to get returned. Elected on a platform made of turf, the large small farmer has been fighting small fires for small farmers ever since.
Now I don't have the resources for posters and newfangled yokes like fix machines. I put my faith in the small farmers of Galway and Roscommon. I hope they don't forget it was me who pushed to get the tractor NCT thing stalled. And in the middle of this Brexit tomfoolery, I remembered the truly vital issue when I told ministers to cop on to themselves and grant an extension to the slurry spreading period in the name of God.
Michael Lowry might be independent, but his election machine in Tipperary would be the envy of most. I asked him to share his secrets.
Well, I could tell you me haul, but I'd have to kill you. Only joking, I'd get someone else to do it for me.
Sorry?
I'm always happy to throw my doors open to the media. As the fella says, I've nothing to declare except the unquestioning loyalty of thousands of voters in places like Barras O'Cane, where we're fighting a dignified Christian battle to cap the number of very welcome asylum seekers. Or Holy Cross, where Mary and Jim recently celebrated their diamond wedding anniversary, surrounded by 19 children. God be good to each and every one of them over the age of 18 and registered to vote, some in two parishes. Oh yeah.
My final stop on this tour was the Healy Ray stronghold. Here's Danny, the one from a 19th century Punch cartoon.
I tell you now, we'll be hoping for the next election to bring in a couple more Healy Rays. Maybe another Jackie or a Shammy or a Jimmy if we've won line about. The voters of Kerry know which side of their bread is buttered on, because if they put it on the wrong side, the fairies will get them, especially if it's on a Tuesday after dinner too, which, as everyone knows, is after half tin mess.
And what's the secret to keeping voter loyalty?
Three funerals a day and two at night, three pints whenever the bush stops, and if that doesn't work, you threaten to set the rhododendrons on them.
Micheál Lehan, Irish politics is so rural I'm practically the farm correspondent. RT News.
And welcome back to Today. Now, it's been reported that cocaine, or schnachta, is back a reach to Celtic Tiger levels, and the average user is a farmer.
We've invited two aficionados to tell us a bitteen more, and they've just come back from the bathroom together.
Sean, you're a farmer from Waterford. What is this all about?
Well, you know, if Dublin bankers can get lit crouching over a toilet seat in a flashy nightclub, yep, why can't the rest of us do it in a toilet of a local GA club or doing a wedding or funeral?
Well, never mind this highfalutin cocaine. Sure, I haven't even got the hang of drinking lattes yet. Is it a hot milk or a hot coffee? Am I going to sleep or wake up?
Definitely waking up. I'm fair buzzing now, I am, Di.
Oh, you're a bad bocal.
Now, farmers and coke are fairly out of pocket, so I think there should be an EU subsidy for one or two lines a week, you know, boy.
Have a glass of water and sit still there, Sean, man far.
Now, we also have Yvonne May, Instagram model and activist for Free Choice.
Yeah, hi, yeah, yeah, hi. Now, Yvonne, are you not thinking of the consequences of your actions?
As a raw food vegan and online social justice warrior, I do nothing but think of my actions and judge others. I'd never want to see anyone or anything hurt.
But what about the consequences of cocaine, like a bitteen of mass murder and a smidgen of modern slavery?
Yeah, so I'll answer that right after me and Sean come back from the bathroom together.
Look, Roshi, just in the lettuce, no?
Well, when they return, we'll head over to the kitchen where Yvonne will be cutting up some cocaine and showing our viewers how to take it. Up the nose, apparently.
Sauce and Sean. Sure, even the smell of a spice bag is too much for me.
Don't go anywhere.
Join us after when we'll be giving away that holiday to Roscommon.
Coming up, a discussion on the threats and violence around Queen Industrial Holdings, where none of us can say what we really mean. First, Dez is here with sport. Dez.
Yeah, the GAA, the row that sums up Mayo football unlike anything else ever.
Oh.
Where a quarter of a million euro meets a donkey.
Ha.
The county board apologised for playing shoe the donkey at a match after a letter calling the chairman of the Mayo International Dinners Brigade Foundation a donkey. Kevin McStay's on the line.
Well, it is what it is, Des. There's been a lot of blame thrown around. Just get on with it. Play the game. We could all be hit by a green fireball from space tomorrow.
Is that a metaphor for young David Clifford of Kerry?
Nope. That's all I'll say, Des. Life could be over in a flash. A-bomb, solar flare, trampled by a donkey herd. That's my view.
Right. In golf, Mount Juliet will host the 2020 Irish Open. It's moved to May, which means both Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry will be able to take part. Greg Allen is at Mount Juliet.
All has changed utterly. A terrible beauty is born, and by terrible, I mean beautiful. Rory McIlroy will play the 2020 Irish Open. 2020, like Rory's vision, it's perfect.
And Shane Lowry also confirmed...
With the home crowd at his back and the breeze blowing through his curls, Rory will be expected to go one better than his world number two ranking. And...
What the hell are you doing out in the greens? Ooh. Out here in the dark? What the hell?
I'm staying on this green from now until next May, in prime position.
Whoa.
Rory, my love, if you're listening, please...
Get out of that! Come on!
Ah,
Sounds like we've lost Greg there.
In more ways than one.
Finally, the Rugby World Cup comes to its conclusion this weekend.
Oh, is that still on? Extraordinary, Des.
Yeah. Eddie O'Sullivan's looking ahead to what should be an exciting final.
I can't believe it's not butter. Can't believe we're not better. And I certainly can't believe this tournament is still on. It feels like I was in short pants when this World Cup started.
Well, it was very warm. I was still in my Bermudas.
Dear God.
And of course, there'll be a few high-profile retirements after the World Cup.
Sure, they're only young fellas, Des, like myself. Yeah.
You know the secret to not letting people know your real age?
What?
Is to start dyeing your hair before it goes grey.
Well.
And put on your late middle-aged spread while you're still in your 20s.
I'm sure I've no idea what you mean there.
Yeah. Also, don't go for a staff job. Go for contract.
Right.
Bit late for that though, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll take a break now. Thank you, Des.
Yeah. Maybe don't leave the studio though.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Thanks, Des.
You're killing it! Yeah!
Oh, for goodness, Murphs, what are you doing here?
Pumping iron like an absolute boss. No, but seriously, I find these hideaway retreats are the only spots where I can, you know, hide away from people.
I know what you mean. You're about as popular as Ray Darcy at a happy contest right now.
Look, I think an election would be sick, man.
Sick? That's a bad thing, is it?
No, sick, as in a good thing.
Oh, so as in the HSE meaning of the word, right.
Get an election, win it. Great op to refresh things. New haircut, new you, new cabinet.
New cabinet? Oh, I see what you're doing, Murphs.
No. It's not about me, man.
Sure.
I'd be happy stepping aside from cabinet. Junior minister for floods. Replace that dude who looks like he's a large collection of donkey jackets.
Kevin the Boxer thing.
Yeah.
So you want to risk the stability of the country, the future of the party, just to get out of housing?
Not just housing, man, but minister for planning and loco government.
Minister for planning?
No, I'm pretty sure it's planing, isn't it?
No.
As in planing numbers off the monthly homeless list by reclassifying them as homeless fluid.
Wow.
Especially if they get a damp enough B&B. Totes fluid.
Look, I can't do it, Merce. No election.
Come on, man, I was your bro. We steamrolled the juggernaut campaign of Simon Coveney together. Do this for me.
A pot noodle would have steamrolled Noveny, whatever that
Come
is.
Come on.
No election this side of Christmas. End of story.
Oh, no.
It's too sacred a time of year when a Leo-like figure was born in a stable.
Well, that's just great. Now what am I supposed to do?
Merce.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Pull yourself together, Merce. Look, we'll get you a storm. Would you like that?
What? A storm?
Yeah, I think it's going to rain at the weekend.
Is it?
We can get you a yellow warning. You know, get your old screens and charts out again and wear something that really brings out your jawline.
Okay, yeah.
Cool?
Yeah, I'd like that. I'd like that a lot.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Now, excuse me, I have to go bench press 100 kilos, which is like 5 Simon Harrises or a whole James Riley.
Sugar-layer, good nationwide. Yes, the previous red-headed Grailgore presenter just got too old and had to be disappeared. So it's Blondage here. And tonight, we're coming to you from outside Dublin. Honestly, to hear people blathering on about the death of rural Ireland, you'd think it hadn't a pulse at all. I'm going to be meeting some of the characters and creators who live and work in this beautiful area, a good half a day's drive beyond Monkstown. I can't give you the actual mileage until I fill out my expenses form. I'm here to meet one of Ireland's last remaining blacksmiths. And guess what? He's a she. Maureen Gogarty, a store!
I always loved being around horses as a child, Blanid.
So did I, but I don't still keep one in the garden, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I love working with my hands.
Which are filthy, a store.
Oh?
Brown Sugar and Black Rock do a very good mani-pedi, but come here to me. Did it never occur to you to go for a nice job in the public sector?
What?
A decent wage, a pension, and if they can't find an actual job for you, they still have to pay you.
I'm not afraid of hard work.
And cut. We need to wrap this, Blonde. We've a tinker, a tailor, a candlestick maker to meet before we lose the light.
Oh, could we not come back and do those next week? I've a spa appointment. What am I like?
No, we're in another county tomorrow.
There's another county?
Yeah, we've a craft butcher and a silver surfer to see.
How long is that going to take? Because I have a Zumba class at 5.
Yeah, these are long working days, Blonde.
I already work a long day.
What?
St. Patrick's Day. It can go on for nearly 3 hours.
Nationwide, Blonde. The clue is in the name, yeah?
Oh, Gavora Diarin. Is there no end to it? Are RTE going to work me to death?
Ah, don't worry. They'll be sick of you when you turn 65. Now, come on. We have to get to Leitrim to meet a woman with a telekinetic cat.
Oh, con, it's oh, con.
Jared, 10 years of marriage.
I'm just so happy we can celebrate it together, honey. And also with him.
Ivanka, honey, my beautiful only daughter.
Daddy, you have two daughters.
No. Erica's a boy, I think.
Mr. President, do you really need to be here on our anniversary?
Yeah, but I've been going out with her a lot longer because I'm her dad.
What?
Also, I got one of the chefs to bring some real haute cuisine. Hot dogs.
We're Jewish, Daddy.
You are? I mean, I knew Jared was because of the no...
What?
Name. But you, Ivanka?
I converted before I got married.
But...
Remember our wedding?
Yeah, you said mazel tov and we smashed the glass and everything.
I thought you were smashing stuff because you were angry your dad was in jail. Don't worry. Some of my best advisors are in jail. Did you see I killed that ISIS guy this week? Abu Baker Al-Beige.
Right.
Dede. He's so dead. The deadest.
Yeah.
Gone. It was a tremendous operation. There was so much shooting.
A lot.
And knocking of doors. Kapow. Poo, poo, poo. Knock, knock, knock. Poo, poo.
It was really great, Donald.
It's President Dad.
President Dad. But if you wouldn't mind leaving us to enjoy.
Of course. Hey, Garcon, put some bacon on those hot dogs. Which reminds me, did you see the picture I tweeted of the pooch that killed Baker Al-Beige Daddy?
Sure.
So brave. Beautiful dog. The most talented and also classified. I should know. I've been with some classified dogs in my time.
Oh, Daddy.
That's what I like them to say, all right. They're always so blind, too. Okay, I gotta go. Lots of witnesses to discredit. You know, it doesn't matter how many ISIS leader guys you bang to death. The Democrats still want to impeach me.
Yeah, we should really get back to our dinner.
Sure. Happy anniversary, Ivanka. You look even more delicious today than you did on your wedding night.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, Daddy.
Hubba, hubba.
Welcome to the Tonight Show with me, Matt Cooper.
And Diamond Vignettes, tonight's direct provision centers, and why snowflakes want to build more of them, maybe even in your back garden.
Well, that's not. Well, anyway, we're joined by Minister for Rural Decline, Michael Ring.
Up, yup, yeah, yup, oh.
Now, many are saying that you and people in Mayo only seem to have become opposed to the idea of direct provision centers because one was to open in your county.
Well, to be fair now, as
Minister Ring, isn't it time we had a real debate about immigration in this country? Let me speak.
Well,
Let me speak.
Well, no one was trying to stop you, but...
Go on.
They should put these migrants in places that have the right services, like Dublin, or somewhere that doesn't have a TD powerful enough to stop them. County Mayo doesn't have the infrastructure. Have you seen the state of the roads?
The roads that you repeatedly announce massive grants for?
Well, Mayo's biggest export is people. That's why our good roads are only ones that you drive out of the county.
So wouldn't that mean you would have space to house refugees then?
Or haven't you been to Mayo? There's no facilities for anyone to live there. You can't be opening up closed hotels, putting people inside them. The place is a wreck. Not a sheep dip or a fellow with more than one tooth in his head for 40 miles.
So what facilities would you need to be able to temporarily house this tiny handful of refugees? Or are they refugees? I'm just asking the question.
For God's sake, Ivan.
Look, the decent people of Mayo didn't get any notice about this.
Good point. So how much notice would be appropriate to have people with no ties to the community come and potentially change the fabric of society there?
Let me
come in there, Minister. Let me come in.
Thank fact.
By the way, this isn't even supposed to be a direct provision centre. It's just emergency accommodation.
But what if a hen party needed some last-minute beds and none were available? The arse would fall out of the cocktail-making economy in Westport. Yeah. We can't have that.
Indeed. A chilling prospect. Thank you, Minister.
Well, actually, I had another question, Ivan.
You didn't.
What?
Good evening.
Oh.
Collins Cakes!
Yes! Welcome along to the most important night in the GA calendar. Tonight is the night where we honour the All-Stars. I'm Marty Morrissey.
And I'm Joanne Cantwell. I'm not angry. I'm just trying to survive the barely disguised toxic masculinity that I see in every direction I look.
Hashtag not me.
This year, all eyes will be on Stephen Cluxton once again to see if he can make it a record-breaking 5 in a row of being overlooked for Player of the Year.
And in the small ball game, my own speciality, we'll be honouring the players of the year, who were revealed yesterday for reasons nobody understands. That means the players who missed out can spread their disappointment over two whole days, and not just an excruciating few minutes on the telly, like the footballers. First of all, we go to the full back line.
And so, like, he says to him, no, if you're paid for it, you might as well ride it.
Well, that sounds like quite the funeral. Marty, back to you.
Thank you, Joanne. We come now to the coveted award for the midfielder.
Random O'Shea there with his own inimitable take on the year. Subtitles are available on Airtel, which RTE would rather keep than works of art. Back to you, Marty.
Yes, Joanne. Well, now we come to my favourite position, the half forward. Because if it's only half forward, did it really cross the line? And here to announce the winner of this one.
Kind of cynical, negative players destroying the game. And that's just the referees.
Here we go, the convention centre. Will I drop you here, Joe?
Absolutely not, Brian. I wasn't even invited.
What?
Take me to the pub.
Not invited. That's Melogian.
It's pronounced Mulligans. Mulligans.
No.
Mulligans.
Fogra, could the audience please return to their seats as we're in the ad for the fatal accidents in the workplace and the show is about to recommence. We said 3 minutes, 3 minutes, not 4 pints. Back to your seats, please.
And so we come to a final award, the Player of the Year. And I have to be honest, I'm always a little bit disappointed that my own name isn't amongst the nominees. And this year's winner, I can tell you, everyone. Oh, well, thank God that's over, Des. Another great night for RTE Sport.
Personally, I think Up for the Match is a much better programme.
You're up for the match. I'm up for whatever. Ugh. And some of the best games happen when there's no cameras.
If you know what I mean.
Ugh, you've put me right off my coleslaw.
I'm Marty, and I like to party.
I'm Des, and I like to get fed.
Ha! Get in there!